This is a feast that the very few British Catholics that remain, maybe 10% of what used to be, are rejoicing about, because it is a feast of St. Augustine of Canterbury. Of course, since then, the primate of England in particular, but in particular the whole of the British Isles, but not Ireland, is the primate is the Archbishop of Canterbury. And as a result, he established the hierarchy. Now this happened. St. Augustine was a monk in the magnificent Abbey of St. Paul's outside the walls, from where many great saints have come throughout the ages. In later times, one of those whom I quote every so often to you, Blessed Ildefons Schuster, who was the Archbishop, the Cardinal Archbishop of Milan, who was the abbot and a seminary teacher in the Abbey of St. Paul outside the walls. St. Augustine was sent to England by our beloved St. Gregory the Great. And this happened when St. Gregory the Great, and of course those days there was no Pope Mobile or any of that nonsense, the Pope was carried in a litter high above the heads of everybody. And as he was being taken nearby the slave market of Rome, he saw a bunch of very distinguished men, very tall, very light, and very blonde. And he asked, "Who are these and where do they come from?" And they said, "They come from England." And so the Holy Father asked, "Well, are they Christians? Have they been evangelized?" And that is foremost in the head and the mind and the heart of any true pope, of any true bishop, of any true priest. And so they said, "No, they're not. There's a few Catholics there, but very few." So then he said, "I will send them a bishop." And so he called upon the monk Augustine, and he sent him to England with a troop. He didn't go by himself. He had maybe another 20 monks. And there were so many vocations, the monasteries had 200 or 300 monks each. And so 20 monks was a good chunk, but not everything. He needed to have some support, some backup. And so St. Augustine was sent to Britain, and there he established the hierarchy and the church. And in the meantime, he converted the king. The queen was already a Catholic, but the king was not. And it's interesting because in the next couple of days, we also have the feast, or maybe next week, as I was looking at the calendar ahead of time, we prepare, those of us who care, will be the feast of St. Clotilde, Queen of France. And she converted her husband with the help of the Archbishop of Paris at the time, St. Remy. And so, here too, the Queen of England, a Catholic, helped to convert her husband, the King, and thus the Church was established in England. And of course, in the last few days, we had the feast of St. Bede the Venerable, and he also tells us all of these things in his history of the Catholic Church in Great Britain. So today our minds and hearts go to Canterbury and to the tombs of the saints that are still there, that were not destroyed by the heresiarch, immoral Henry VIII and his illegitimate daughter Elizabeth. And so we pray for the return of the Church in England and all of Great Britain to tradition. And we pray for the return of the monarchy of England to the faith in which they were founded and from which their authority comes. They would have no authority were it not for the authority of the Holy Catholic Church, the one and only. May he help us and intercede for us and grant us holy priests and holy bishops and holy popes. We have far too many evil ones. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.